Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me, coming to you from the Zia Comics Broadcasting Lair in beautiful downtown Las Cruces. I am your host, Troy Stanger. I have a comic book review for you, but before we get to that, I have one favor to ask, man. Subscribe to the channel. It helps us out tremendously. All right, pandering over. Looky, looky, comic bookie. Look at this. Now, if you watched the Loki series on Disney, you'll know who this character is. Well, you'll know somewhat about this character. They kind of reveal him there in the last episode. Kang the Conqueror. And he lets you know in the Loki series, no spoilers, I mean, it's been out for over 2 weeks. If you haven't watched it already, I can't help you. Kang the Conqueror, he's a kind of a time traveler. And he is dead set on ruling pretty much every world that he can find. And, this one is very lengthy, verbose. There's lots of text to read. You know, it's got Kang going through different things in his mind, talking to himself, kind of. If you don't like reading a lot of words and you're more into the action, you're not going to like this one. I didn't mind this. It gives people, because Kang is not a well-known character outside of, diehard fans. But he is so multidimensional, literally multidimensional. If you watched Loki, you understand every branch in the timeline, there's a Kang of some type, and he's always trying to take over. Typically, he does a pretty good job of taking over. This one, it kind of focuses on Nathaniel Richardson, who was actually a very young version of Kang. He creates a way to go into the past, into Dr. Doom's library, because that's where all the information is. He figures he can't control the future, but maybe he can go back in the past and learn some things that will help him in the future. And lo and behold, he is met by a Doombot, which, he's trying to dispatch him, but then he has a little help from a future version of Kang. The future version of Kang kind of understands who he is, so he's going to try to lead him on the right path. He tells him, once he realizes the kid just wants to be like him and take over everything, he starts training him how to do all the different things that a Kang should be able to do. But most importantly, he tells him, don't fall in love. Don't love at all, because that's kind of like Kang's only weakness. And it shows that, it mentions it in here, where he gets inebriated and goes back in time to watch his loved one, Ravonna Renslayer. And you'll recognize that name too, because she was in the Loki series. She was the main timekeeper, the one over all the other timekeeper people. They don't mention it a lot in there, but her and Kang are, in the comics, they're romantically tied together. They have some feelings for each other. But, obviously she died, and, he gets kind of all morose and emo about it, goes back in time, watches it from the shadows, and cries, and everything's going good for the kid. He's sworn, I'm not going to love anybody. I'm going to stay strong. But then he runs across a girl in the wilderness there while he's training, falls for her. She takes him back to her encampment, and they catch feelings for each other. And so the kid comes back and he tells him, hey, we're not alone on this planet. Like you said, there are other people. And Kang tells him, say it. And he says, I think I love her. So, Kang back, gives him the pimp hand, and then goes and proceeds to annihilate that village. I mean, just completely, he tells him, no place for love in King Conqueror's world, man. So, he takes him out, and he told him, I brought you to like a year before the meteor came and took out all the dinosaurs. So the kid figures out, and he kind of steals the suit, and he books it out of there. But he wasn't sure where, you know, I guess he's not real good at the time manipulation yet. He pops up in a part of the timeline where Rama Tut is the ruler. And, you know, Kang even told him earlier, Rama Tut is one of my names. You know, I've been many people, I've been many gods, and Rama Tut was one of them. So now, kid made the jump right, I mean, at the base of the statue for Rama Tut, too. Not only bad time, but bad location, dude. So, my recommendation for Kang the Conqueror, I'm going to say pick it up off the shelf. Kang the Conqueror is kind of a hard character to get into because it's just so many iterations from all the different timelines. And like I said, the comic is very verbose, man. It is like a Joss Whedon and Kevin Smith wrote it. It's just words, words, words. And, you know, at some points in there, I kind of got lulled. I kind of got complacent about reading it. And if you're into reading all the words and you love that stuff, you're going to love this one. If you're not into it, don't pick it up. I'm interested in it. I'm not a big Kang the Conqueror fan, but since it looks like Marvel is going to make him the next big bad in the MCU, I want to find out how the books are going to be tied into the MCU. Hopefully, there's some cohesion there between the two. And I love it when the books and the movies mesh together. So, that is my review for Kang the Conqueror, number one. And if you like that review, and why wouldn't you? Subscribe, man. It's free. It don't cost you nothing. You just click that little button, a couple electrons, that's it. And, yeah, subscribe. And until you see our next video, later, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.